Hello and welcome to Test Pilot, the podcast where you may as well watch the whole show instead. I'm your host, Mark, and as always, I'm joined by my co-hosts, Cassie and Kale.
Hi.
Yo.
That's the first time for a long time that I've actually said the intro to this one.
Yeah, yeah. You've been kind of defeated. Slacking. Wow.
Yeah, no, I've
she's sort of compiling the defeated sense that I'm getting from you.
I'm getting a real, like, you know how everyone in 2019, they looked into 2020 and said, that's going to be my year?
It's going to be a good one.
Yeah, I'm already, like, 2023, this is worse than
I was
COVID.
On the uptick.
My year this year, just general, like, health and ability to jump high stuff, it's not going good.
Yeah, well, I mean, when you're falling down a bottomless pit, you just keep
there's no bottom.
Keep going down.
It's a free falling, baby. That's what the skin song's about.
That's where I'm at.
That's a Tom Petty song. You fucking idiot.
No. I was talking about the Lynyrd Skynyrd song, Sweet Home Alabama. That's the one. What are you talking about?
Yeah, no, nothing. I'm making shit up.
We have a very special episode today.
Wow, I feel like someone listened to the No Matter What episode.
Someone's feeling a bit hurt.
Making shit up.
Someone almost threw her phone at a car on her walk home listening to that. And then I was like, no, you're fine. And then something else was said. And I'm like, I'm going to chuck my phone so hard at a car.
Don't chuck your phone. Come on.
Just the people inside my phone were bullying me. And it's really hard that when you're just trying to have a nice walk home from work and
you're like, I'm going to listen to my two friends.
Four boys friends. That I love very much just railing on me.
Yeah. Well, look, we love you. So we didn't mean any.
I have like a lot of personal stories to tell this episode, but I don't know that I feel like this is a safe space anymore.
Oh, thank God. I thought you were about to go personal stories about me.
Oh, I thought she was just going to tell some stories. I know. And I was what I was least looking forward to.
Yeah, so, well, I don't know if I feel safe.
I thought she dug up secrets.
Yeah.
Just dirt. I reckon you'd be a good little dirt weasel.
I really am, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The shit I've dug up on, like, co-workers
wild.
Is wild.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we have a special episode today. We've got a special episode for a lot of reasons. And the first one being that we're doing a episode. That's always special.
It is important that we keep this up.
Yeah, where we release content at a
well.
A
last
regular
week we kind of hardly did.
We release at a leisurely pace, though. Let's be honest.
Well,
fortnightly.
You know, yeah. But is it? I mean, if you did the math,
we
like,
haven't
is
missed
it,
one since Kale started.
Scraping by.
Yeah.
We haven't missed one since Kale started.
This is true. Episode.
So was I the problem, or was Andy?
What is this like? Episode 100?
Definitely Andy.
104, I think.
104.
Wow.
Episode 104.
It's like my
yeah. Probably, what year did we start like in again? Like 2017 or something.
Yeah, no, I think we started in 2001. I feel like
right.
9/11, we really needed something
that's
to pick
right.
us back up.
Our first episode was in response to 9/11. I remember that.
Yeah, that's why we did Star Trek.
We have to go live. I mean, I wasn't there, but Andy was.
That's the first reason that's special. The second reason that this is a special episode is...
It's True Blue.
It's great Aussie content.
That's
We've only done what, like, it's like our third Aussie show ever?
Second?
Could and be our second.
What? Water Rats?
Or oh, third?
Third.
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 My
what was the
fifth?
Other one you did?
My mum came on and did an Australian episode once.
Yeah. I forgot that your mum's actually been on here before.
She didn't want to, but she had to stay the night at my place, and it's compulsory.
Yeah. Well, we have actually done.
You stay at the house, you come on the pod.
What was she going to do? Just sit in my room? Absolutely not.
Yeah, we forgot about Underbellies, and we've done a couple
So, fifth.
We're basically the most Australian podcast that's
I
out
think
there.
So. Yeah.
Great Aussie Mystery Hour's got nothing on us.
We got the little kangaroo triangle down the bottom.
But it was great Aussie content. Second reason why this is a very special episode. And the third reason, and that's all we need today, three reasons that this is a special episode.
Third's
the
charm.
We are joined by a guest. We're joined by a very special guest. And Kale, I'm going to let you take it from here.
I've got to say, possibly the most special guest we've ever had for their commitment to the show.
I believe so. It's a guest unlike we've ever had before.
Yeah.
A good bloke. Met them randomly. I'll introduce them now. It's Dale Fish, a toady impersonator. Dale.
G'day. I'm Dale Stone. Dale Fish Rebecca Stone.
I'm looking at a carbon copy of Toady Rebecca here in energy and looks.
And thank you, Cassie. I just have to say I've actually, this doesn't help anyone listening, but I'm wearing a shirt to demonstrate how much I look like Toady.
Also, the sunglasses, everything. We're gonna put a photo up online for you guys.
Yeah.
Because this is truly special.
I feel like I'm on Ramsey Street right now.
Very much so.
I feel like good neighbors are about to come good friends.
This is explosive, unmissable drama.
So obviously. So obviously we're doing the pilot of Neighbours today. That's why we had to get the best top-of-the-line toady impersonator, Dale Fish.
The only.
The only. Sorry.
The only toady Rebecca approved. Certified.
So here's my question. Have you met Ryan Mullaney?
I've not met him, but I sent him a calendar of me impersonating him.
Second question. Can I get the calendar?
Yes.
How many exist? Is it a digital big run?
I think it was 60.
Oh, that's an ambitious run of calendars.
I'm buying all 60.
I mean, the talent backs it up.
Did Ryan respond to you?
He didn't respond to me, but my friend ran into somebody else on Neighbours.
Who?
Wait,
who?
Kyle.
Like as in Dr. Carl?
No, Kyle.
Kyle. Oh, is that a character?
Yeah.
Okay.
I stopped
watching when I moved to America, so I stopped
is
watching.
Is he part of the Fish Clan, Kyle?
He's not. No,
he doesn't
he's,
have a name like
I don't
fish.
Understand what fish is.
So in the Rebecca family, they all have little fish nicknames. So Toadie.
Stonefish.
Stingray.
Is there three? Is there more?
No, there's more.
So who's
Jellyfish?
Stingray?
Jellyfish.
There's all the fish.
Who's Stingray?
Stingray is, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe Toadie's nephew or cousin.
I'm going to say cousin.
Yeah, it's not his nephew.
I zone in. I don't care about the other fish. I'm here for Toad.
Yeah, that's fair. You're a toady purist. Now, I love that.
Dale, you've done shows on stage before?
I've done shows on stage. I've done shows on YouTube.
Is that locally or in Victoria? Is that in Sydney?
No,
or?
That's locally. That's Sydney. Yeah, I crossed the border for that one.
Can you drop the YouTube name for our listeners at home?
Dale Fish Rebecca Stone.
That was actually for me tonight. When you can wake up and there's like 5,000 more
views.
Yeah,
can you just grab that mark and just save that for Cassie later?
I will indeed. Yeah.
She needs a little bit of Jill
If anything,
material.
I need this to end so I can go watch. So can we speed it up, guys?
Well, it's a shock.
Well, Neighbours is a short one, you know. It's only
No. I'm just so excited. So have you met anyone else off Neighbours?
No.
Do you watch Neighbours?
Yes.
I think I do agree with you. Like, literally fuck anyone else from Neighbours. If they're not in the Fish Clan.
Stingray?
And they're not Toadie.
Stingray's the obvious choice. Stingray is the heartthrob. Toadie is the underrated.
He's the
clown.
What year did you start watching Neighbours? Do you know?
1993.
Nice. I'm 95. And then I went until I moved to America, which I believe was 2012. But my main punishment as a child is not being able to watch Neighbours. So mum would be like, that's it. 1 month, no Neighbours. And at one point.
1 month? That never happened.
Your
mum's a coward.
It got to 3 years.
Well, she kept starting fires, Mark. So what are you going to do?
One of them was over a fire that I started.
Of course it fucking was, dude. Your life is a tragedy. But I'll read the book.
Yeah. But so that was like my main thing. And then once when I was unbanned.
You were unbanned?
No, once when I was on a ban, my favorite character of Stingray died.
Mm. Oh.
And I've never forgiven my mum because I've watched the YouTube of him dying, but it's never clear how he dies. He just is sitting on a chair and then he's dead and he's like 20 years old.
Right. Sorry, when you said your favorite character of Stingray died, I thought you meant that they just swapped him out the next week and the actor died. And they were like, shit, we need to keep Stingray going.
No, but I do have a connection to the
we're
actor,
gonna lose
Ben
our
Nicholson,
female
who
audience.
Played Stingray.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, we don't have to hear about it.
Yeah, though. No, don't worry.
I don't think anyone's interested if it's not about Toadie.
Cool. Well, Toadie's in the story, but it's fine.
Oh,
I want to know how you know Ryan.
I'm a bit interested.
And did Stingray finger you?
You know what? I'm so glad someone asked because it is a looming question that's been going all night.
Before we started recording, Mark
Cassie, I've got this. Okay. A little bit of context to the people.
If there's one thing
home.
I know, Mark's great at retelling something he's just heard.
Yeah.
So a bit of context. I get in. Okay. Cassie's writing in her diary and I look over and she's writing. She's doing like one word a page. So it's easy to see what she's writing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it just wrote Stingray fingered me. And so I was like.
It was like F-I-N-G, next page.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
She's terrible with the pre-planning. It's she bad. Always thinks she's got the full word on one page. She failed every page.
Yeah, that part's a fact. I am always wrong with that. Oh, no spatial awareness.
Yep. So I came in. I was like, what's this you've written? And then you try to hide it. You try to hide it. Like, oh, I didn't want you to find out about it.
But was it
this.
In that way where she kind of did want you to see?
It's pathetic because I changed the subject instantly. Yeah. I was like, oh, do you have any drinks? And she's like, oh, if you must know
yeah.
what was written in here, like yeah, I can yeah, show yeah. you. And then I swear to God, she gave me her diary to look through. And I swear to God, it's like a thick book, like a biblical text. Mm. And all it says is I was fingered by a stingray throughout the whole thing.
And every now and then a little smiley face just for context.
Yeah. So you can, what happened when you met the actor who plays Stingray? Don't name his name.
Sting the Fingerman Ray.
Ben Nicholson. If you're listening to this, I miss you.
If you're listening to this, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, Daddy.
I was never fingered by Stingray. So I was on a TV show on the same network as Neighbours. Mm.
She was a toy tester.
I was a toy tester on Cheese TV.
Get the fuck out.
Dale is blown away.
I know. We're just mutual fans, aren't we? They invited me to a taping of a Shannon Knoll concert.
I think I've heard this story and I still really enjoy it.
And
oh no, is this actually the tragic tale of getting fingered by Shannon Knoll?
Oh, could you imagine? especially if Shannon Knoll fingers a toy tester.
Me?
It's not a good look, Shannon.
Yeah, that is not a look.
Even a worse look than the little goatee he had for a while.
Whoa. Yeah.
No, and he just had the flavor saver.
It was a flavor saver.
You know, just
sorry,
this bit.
Sorry. No just one makes bit. It look as good as you.
No, Dale. It wasn't a full goatee.
Dale,
it was a full goatee.
I'm offended on your behalf. And if you want to move away from Mark, we'll figure it out.
It was like a soul patch.
It was a single triangle. Patch. Just
right.
this. Just one triangle.
Everyone's
right there.
Everyone's got to start somewhere, Mark.
Yeah,
right.
That's true.
I know that too.
Now,
well.
Are you defending Shannon because he, like yourself, is a national treasure?
I guess I'm just intrigued where this story's going. I wish I was a part of it.
Right.
I'm trying to just make myself a part of it.
I wish you could have been there.
Dale is about business.
So Ryan Maloney.
I'm confused. Call him by his name.
Toadie.
Thank you.
Is friends with Ryan, who used to host GCV.
I'm getting confused again.
Well, you remember Jaden Ryan of GCV.
Yeah, I called
National
them.
National treasures.
I called them Cheese and TV.
Okay.
So,
was friends with Toadie.
Yep.
And so he introduced me to Toadie and also introduces me to Stingray.
Mate, what the fuck do you do when you meet Toadie? You just have to stop real quick there.
Panic, mostly.
Okay.
I was 14 years old. It was huge for me. As I said, I started watching Neighbours when I was 5.
Is it this Toadie that we see on the show?
Was he mullet or facial hair?
I was 14. I can't tell
14.
You. There are
that's
photos.
That's like 2004. I reckon
she
that's
only 14.
It's got to be.
It's definitely post.
There are photos
that's
somewhere.
That's absolutely just
you
this.
Were 14 testing toys?
Yeah, the show was cancelled when I was 14.
Yeah, because they're like, can this old kid get off the fucking set?
I had braces at that point.
Jesus Christ.
We don't want to see this 14-year-old chick shooting
showing
nerve
guns. It's fucking annoying. She keeps showing up.
I wasn't the reason that show ended.
You're carrying the weight of a lot of children's dreams.
I know. Yeah. And he introduced me to Stingray, and Stingray and I became pen
pals. You locked eyes.
Pen pals.
So we used to write to each
you
other.
You and Toadie became pen pals.
No, me and Stingray became
pen pals. Can I just ask, Cassie, was it a... Cheese goes, g'day, this is Ryan. And Ryan goes, g'day, this is Ben. And then Ben's like, here's my address.
We just talked. talked and then I got the address. It was his set address.
How old are you? 14? Right. We'll take this pen, get some paper.
He wasn't much older. I think he was 15 at the time. And he gave me the address on set, not his home address, because he could see in my eyes that I was a stalker.
So you got the address of his agent. Go on.
And we wrote letters back and forth.
And yeah, I'm you and tell his you, agent.
Did you
well,
keep
his
any?
Agent has the writing of a 14-year-old boy, I'll tell you
did
that
Did you
much.
Keep any of these?
Here's the deal.
I made it up, so no.
I believe that
none of it ever happened.
I believe that my friend Beth would have the evidence of this, but when I moved out of home, my mum chucked out everything that I owned that she didn't just keep as clothes. Like she kept a lot of my teenage clothes because I see her wearing them all the time now.
Right.
But
I was about to say.
Your teenage
wear
clothes were like mad emo as well. So
yeah.
What's your mum doing? She's just getting back in the trends?
Yeah. No, she actually wears my My Chemical Romance shirt sometimes.
Y2K?
I don't have like... I've only found out this week my friends still have like bedrooms in their childhood homes where their like old CDs are and shit. All my shit got like chucked.
Right.
Yeah. I think mine got chucked as I was asleep in the bedroom one night. I woke up and I was on the floor.
Yeah. No, your family was like, how can we let him know that we want him out?
Yeah. Just
I've got the space in my parents' garage and I purposely set like my beer collection, my beer empty bottles high up on the ceiling that my mum, she's quite short. She can't reach them.
Also go to shop, mum.
But they're not refrigerated.
No, they're empties.
Oh, they're empties, mate. Right,
you know, it's like you bring
just to show,
and you're like,
show that he was badass once.
Right.
I
and,
like
you're,
a
that's,
drink.
And that's
I
where
like
you still live in there?
Yes.
The old garage?
Yeah.
Right.
I reckon Toadie would approve of that. That's, garage yeah. living. He lived with the Kennedys for a long enough time.
You know, I try to be a lot like him in a lot of ways, yeah. and he, yeah, I follow suit. He's moved on, and I can't quite get there yet, but I'm trying.
No. Is he not going to come back for the remake? I assume
he's
he would.
In. He's the yeah, guy. It's him, like, Carl, Susan.
Of course it is.
Is it just the three of them, really?
No, it's
yeah, they've changed the Ramsey, whole show.
There'd probably be a bunch
it
of them.
It should have
yeah.
just been a sitcom based in an apartment, the three of them yeah. living together.
He plays like a Fonzie character who lives yeah. above the garage.
Paul hey, Robinson.
I'd watch that.
Who I was about is? To say, is Paul Robinson in it?
He is.
Because
he's coming back. He's pilot to pilot.
Because, yeah, Paul Robinson being the only person that was in this pilot and that continued to the end was, I didn't realize he was in the pilot. I was very excited to see him.
Wait, who's Paul Robinson?
He is the son in this. He's
the one that dresses as a baby.
Okay. Actually, this drunk. Is a good time to bring up Mark. I said there was a special treat for you in this episode. Well,
You know what? Do we want to go to Fast Facts?
Let's go to Fast Facts and I'll ask you my question.
And then we'll go from there. Because I think I'm going to shock you with the episode count of Neighbours.
I reckon it's in the thousands.
Oh, we'll have to see. The show we're doing today is Neighbours. It aired from 1985 to 2023. Yeah, that's currently still going. It's got 38 seasons with...
Toad.
8,903 episodes.
Doesn't even slightly shock me.
Overall on IMDb, the show has a 5.6, and the pilot episode is not on IMDb. So I could not find out the average rating of this episode because it does not exist on IMDb.
Does that make it rude? 10?
Yeah, I think that's a 10.
I think it's a 10, an instant 10.
Now, you've got a question for Mark.
Yeah, Mark, I did message you today and say there was a special treat in this episode for you.
Saucy.
What was that?
So you don't know what it was?
No. I mean, I did watch the whole episode.
Well, I didn't think you'd pick up on it either, mostly because
I liked
this
that young
was...
boy who was like not sleeping well. Was that the treat for me?
Teens.
He was teens. He was teens.
What
for
a
sure.
snack.
Always relevant to the youth.
I know that there's two things you like in a pilot, and we had one of them in this. I know you like a bear butt.
We did not have a bear butt.
We did not.
We had a bear butt.
But I know you like an actor who was also in Lost.
There was an actor in Lost. There yes. was indeed.
What?
And yeah. by the way, we'll talk about it when he comes up, but it's Alan Dale, yeah?
Yes.
So he shows up and he shows up with
Dale's
with,
right.
with his at the time I thought wife, and I was like, Alan Dale, you absolute horn dog, she is not worth it. Like, you were so much better looking than her. It was his mum.
Right.
It was his mum.
Bit of an age gap there.
Bit of an age gap. I was like, Alan Dale, sure, you've got an old man face.
Yeah. I mean, they looked any age.
At the time of the filming of this pilot, yes. he was engaged to my mum's best friend.
Oh, are we just lying?
The lies.
Are we just having a she's lie?
This is absolutely true.
Honestly, yes. she's quick.
Is this the show?
You've
got
to give
life?
That to Cassie.
Do I maybe get my mum on the phone to prove this?
No, because I do believe you. But you could get your mum to confirm the like stingray fingering. Like, did you console that?
She absolutely remembers us writing to each other, but I didn't tell her that it went that
you know
far.
Why? She,
it didn't. You know, I was 14. I was a late bloomer. I never would have.
Do you know why she remembers you writing to Stingray? Because she would take the letters and she would read them. And then she'd write in her left hand and she'd respond. And she'd be like, Dear Cassie, it's Stingray.
She's such a good
yes,
mom.
I did love the drawing you drew of me.
Wow,
it's
the
just
detail.
As good as the others. I don't know why they call me Stingray.
And then she sent me Stingray sent me a photo of all the drawings I did, but they look so much like my mother's wall.
Yeah.
It was confusing, but also I didn't question it.
And sad.
Yeah. Sad. You're just upset that your parents aren't friends with anyone off Lost.
I think you got him with that.
Yeah, he looked like he was going to cry for a second.
And the worst thing is I thought about my parents. I was just like, I'll quickly go through their friendship group just to check Matthew Fox isn't in it.
But wasn't that a little treat for you?
It was a treat for me. I did enjoy seeing a guy off Lost. I will say that the picture quality of the episode we did
watch.
I was about
to say, could you actually see him?
Was
it was cloudy.
It was
I'm
for
surprised
sure.
you noticed it was him then.
You know, I never forget a Lost actor.
Perhaps that's why they're not on IMDb with the pilot episode, because you just cannot find a decent version. That was just some guy that recorded it on these VHS years ago.
And I like that he flipped it as well. Yeah. He's like, oh, in case they try and take it down. Like there's someone like out there searching for the pilot episode of Neighbours to take it down.
Yeah.
Maybe Amazon Dale. Now, actually. Amazon probably have bought the back
catalogue. They
probably
have all of it.
And they're litigious.
Dale, before we get started, Cassie brought it up before, but what's going on with your knee, mate?
Well, initially it started as when I was trying to fool my way into Toadie's gigs, you know, like if there were signings at Westfields and stuff like that, and I'd try and sneak in and get, you know, take his place. See,
those signings were rampant in the early 2000s. I love them.
They still are.
Oh, really?
He's a very busy man.
Yeah.
He is. He is now the fame of Neighbours. Dr. Carl got alopecia and kind of had to step back from the, you know, everyone's like, oh, what's wrong with him? What's wrong with him? So Toadie kind of came forward. Anyway, Toadie has, or Ryan Maloney, whoever, has big leg tattoos. And I just had to kind of come in quick with a cover up. And then in doing so, I guess I just, it became me.
Yeah.
A leg bandage.
Yeah, kind of like Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah. So you're not injured right now. That's just, you're permanently covering the tattoos to keep up the illusion.
Kale, cleaning is a hard job.
Right.
I'm a cleaner by day, Toadie Rebecca impersonator by evening.
Right.
Not all heroes wear capes.
Some wear knee braces.
Yep. Yep.
He has leg tats?
He does.
Is that a, do they ever discuss it on the show?
No.
Oh, he has to hide it.
Well, he doesn't really hide it because he likes his baggy cargo above the knee shorts.
Who doesn't?
That's true. I've not seen him in short shorts, to be fair.
Question.
Yes.
What for you is the most iconic, like just for you personally, Neighbours storyline?
I think it has to be Dee coming back from the dead.
Oh,
wait,
yes,
what?
Yes, yes. No, I do remember this.
See, I don't remember.
Coming back from the dead.
Dee was,
Toadie's fiancé.
No, they got married before the they drove off the cliff.
Here, the car. You can see her in the car.
Played by Madeline West. Yeah. Got hit by a car in real life.
Yeah.
Really?
Or a bus? Was it a bus?
Which came first?
Wait. Yeah. Afterwards. Fill me in. Is this like a new thing? Is this like a new thing?
No. This happened years and years and years ago.
I think I had quite a crush on her
she was
around
beautiful.
That time.
She's fucking hot.
Yeah. I don't remember. I'm going to have to look her up. I'm doing a lot of looking up. If
she's
I say
got big boobs. She was blonde back then, but now she's brunette.
I think I really was more attracted to she's like her personality and her soul though.
Right.
What's her name?
Madeline West. So Toadie
she was
and
an underbelly too.
Dee, yes, she was. Dee, who was the actress that played.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Dee, who was the character, got married on the show and then they accidentally drove off a cliff. Dee died, but came back, what, like 15
she didn't die.
Years
she
later?
She just went missing. He went, if you look it up on YouTube, you'll find me doing it perfectly. The car goes off the cliff, she disappears, he's looking for her. And then, 13 years later, she's spotted in Colac. His brother. I think Stonefish sees her.
I'm obsessed with you.
I don't remember Stonefish.
I can't look away.
Like, was Stonefish introduced with Toadfish?
Dale, I think you got a date, mate.
Well, Toad was like the last of the Rebeckies to move to Ramsey Street at the time. Stoney's a bit of a bad boy.
Were the Rebeckies the bad boys of Ramsey Street?
Yeah. The mum sent them all there because
larrigans.
they were so fucking bad. But it turns out Toad was really smart. He was just bad.
Yeah.
Right.
But anyway, Dee, so she comes back, but then it turns out it's not actually Dee, it's just someone who looks like Dee, but she convinces Toad and they get pregnant. Well, they fuck. And
wasn't
they
he
fuck.
With Sonia though? What
yeah, he was
mad. Sonia?
And Sonia was watching on fucking Skype because he'd gone to England to find, because she came back and she's like, this is your daughter from when.
Wait, you've lost me. Who's Sonia?
Sonia was Toad's another one of Toadie's wives.
He's had four. I think he just got married again.
As he should have four.
The fish.
Okay.
The
so
fish packs.
At this point.
He packs.
She's come back. The lookalike has come into the fold.
And I missed a part. She's come back with a child, a 13-year-old, saying, this is your daughter.
Okay.
And had then there she been runs third, away. Had there
That's
been
a
13
very durable
years?
Pregnancy to
There's
make
been 13
off.
Years.
Crashing off a cliff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like.
Did
so
she get amnesia or some shit? Why did
yeah,
she?
No, yeah, yeah. No.
What the fuck, Neighbours?
No, it wasn't her.
It was a lookalike.
Jesus, Kale, keep
it
up.
It was her twin sister separated at birth. But anyway. They She runs off with this 13-year-old child, and he's like, "You can't take my daughter away from me."
Can't
he chases
it.
Her to London, and then they fuck. And Sonia's watching on Skype.
Why is it on
watching,
Skype?
She's like, no,
because Skype was new at the time.
No,
but like, why?
No,
is
this was like last year.
Because Sonia was pregnant. She's carrying a surrogate for their neighbor's child.
Was this like an American Pie thing? Like they'd set up the camera in the room before?
He didn't know. He was like, they shelved
Toad's
it a bit.
Not swift.
They're like, he was like, oh, I can't hear you. I can't hear you. I'm gonna go. And then he just like, he minimizes the chat and thinks that she can't see him. but she can see and she can hear and she watches it all and she's crying.
And anyway, it wasn't actually
she's
filmed.
She's crying. She's England, a little wet.
Such a stingray move, honestly.
And I went to England to recreate it. Anyway, then she then it turns out she so gets pregnant again.
Who got pregnant again?
D's
but she didn't get pregnant the first time. This is the first baby.
Toadie just has all these children that aren't really his. He's got two that are his, two that aren't.
Toadie, keep it in the pants.
I mean, he needs an impersonator, and that's why you fill such an important role.
Well, someone's got
to raise
the children.
The fucked up thing is,
Callum needs a good figure. Yeah.
Squid.
They call him Squid. Sonia being Callum's real mum was a big twist for me. That blew my mind. Yeah.
How is that a twist? How did Sonia not realise that she was?
No, she was the social worker when Toadie went to adopt this kid, and then she's the social worker. He falls in love with her, and then she's like, "Oh, that's my kid."
He didn't know.
He adopted a child.
Kale, it's too much work.
And
just turn the brain off. You're never getting it.
She was the social worker that was looking after the kid. And she was like, yeah, you take my kid.
Because she's an
addict. Was it fucking bring your child to work day?
She was like a gambling addict or something,
wasn't she? An alcoholic, and she was and drug addict, and she was basically just trying to get her kid back. And so she like smooshed down into Toad's life and then was like, we can be a happy family and like we get married and raise my child. And then he's like, no.
Okay.
But then they did. They did that.
And then he fucked D.
Listen.
At some point in that story, he fucked. Don't worry about that.
So you know what's great?
Toadie's fucks, and we all know that.
So in terms of Neighbours, this is where we're sort of at today, right? This is the chaos that we're at. Now let's take it back.
Honestly,
let's go to 1985.
How long?
Long.
We can take this off air, but like if you want to just sit there and tell the entire story, Toadie's entire story from start to end and release that as a series, I'm your man. Let's get that going.
You want your own pod, Dale?
I want the entire...
I do.
The entire Neighbours saga, just Toadie's bits. You cut out every other character, then they're irrelevant.
What do we call it? Life of Toad?
I actually read the Toadie Rebecca Wikipedia page, and you've got a podcast series in that.
Do you know what? And that's where it all began for me.
From pond to pod.
No,
that is where it all began for me. So me mum fucking loved Neighbours growing up. She loved Neighbours all the time. She was always talking about
it. She wasn't banning you from it, was she?
No.
Should have adopted me.
She was banning life from getting in the way, me getting in the way of Neighbours. So it was my childhood growing up with that. And then, I was working at a backpackers. And I had me mullet, you know, because I'm just a bogan from Cockatoo. And so I was at the backpackers with me mullet. And these English blokes, they come up to me with their Pommy accent. They're like, oh, you look like Toadie. I think that's an accent.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, thanks. Look, we've had worse.
Have a crack. Do it again. Do you want to hear our Michael Caine?
You look like Toadie. Yeah.
It was very good.
I need to hear Mark do it first.
My name is Michael Caine.
Okay, can you do that saying you look like Toadie?
Sure. You look like toadfish.
Yeah, it was exactly like that.
Get a load of this kid.
No, it wasn't him. It was me and these guys from England. But they said that I looked like Toadie, and I went home and I talked to Mum and I was like, do you think I look like Toadie? And she was like, oh, you wish. And then I jumped on Wikipedia because like I hadn't seen it for a few years, you know, and I jumped on Wikipedia and I was reading about him and it really, you know, it really does tell you so much about his life. I was trying to tell Kale in the car on the way. He's like, don't talk to me about it till we're on the show. But so I'm not going to say this while touching Daisy's head, but Toad's dog, Bob, died of cancer. And
thank you for not touching his,
Daisy. I keep forgetting. She's not talking about the actor.
Also,
she's talking about Toadie.
For the record, Daisy's a cancer survivor. So she just said thank you to you.
Yeah. So brave.
So Bob didn't survive and he died of the cancer.
And this is a plot on Neighbours?
Yeah, okay. It's an episode. And
pretty grim episode for the kids.
Yeah. But it's not all for the children.
It's hard hitting.
It's the whole family.
I don't think it is for the children. Like me starting watching it in 1995, I think was a bit red hot.
They cover everything for all ages. And this one is obviously dealing with the death of a dog by cancer. But then
Which doesn't happen in real life. That's fiction.
Not just that, but then it got cremated. Mm-hmm. And then they dropped the ashes and Susan Kennedy comes out with her dustbuster.
Susan!
And cleans up Bob.
Now, was this when she had amnesia?
this is before the amnesia episode.
Okay.
But that alone said to me, there's a future in this for you, Dale.
That was a beautiful story.
Shall we start talking about the pilot episode?
Let's do it.
So what we do is we go scene by scene.
What bloody are you? Sorry, I jumped ahead.
Oh, my God. Frightening over here. I do remember that scene.
Also, you don't just do toady.
Swimming instructors are extra $50.
Versatile.
Now, if I was to take a poll around all of Australia and say, what do you think the opening scene of Neighbours is? I don't think many people are going to come with
I'll tell you what I think most people would answer with. New family.
Moves in.
Driving up the street, driving up Ramsey, moving into the house. Few friendly faces popping out. Yeah. G'day, how you going? What's going on?
We're about to become good friends.
Yep, where are you from? Well, anyway, around here, we watch out for each other.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Not
how we started.
No, that's a great way to start a show. Now, I did not expect Neighbours to start with a dream sequence.
A fever dream.
Fever dream.
Nightmare.
Sweaty.
With a character we've never seen, having a dream of a tragedy with another character that I think we barely even meet in this episode.
No, yeah. we see him at the end.
We see him at the end, but do we learn his name?
We do.
Oh, because he shouts it so many times.
It's Shane. And Shane is...
Sorry, Dale.
In fact, one of the biggest... Is it not Guy Pearce?
What? Like, in this episode, that was Guy Pearce. I must stress
we watched something that was filmed by, I think Cal said, filmed behind a cloud, and that was the perfect way to discuss it.
And he was on a diving board.
No, that does, if it was a diving board, it could have been Guy Pearce. Yeah, he's always diving. That's wild.
That's sick.
Wow, that's exciting.
There you go.
But we don't
and
see
here
him.
I thought the biggest star was Alan.
Huh?
It might not be.
I'm looking it up.
Hey, don't worry. No. We don't fact check here.
No need.
Telling you it was Guy Pearce.
It was Guy Pearce.
The facts are made up and the views don't. Well, they do matter. We want people to listen to this.
So it's a fever dream.
About Shane. Something's going to happen to Shane.
There's a teen. Let's carbon date him. Let's give him an aging. I'm going to say he's a ripe 15 years old. You know, no armpit hair that I could see.
And he was looking.
But I didn't read teen until he wasn't allowed at the party. I'm jumping ahead here.
That's true. Well, how old are you saying?
Well, I mean, what?
You'd let your teen to a party at the 80s.
Oh, you give him a smoke and a beer and send him on their way to school. Yeah.
Maybe he's like 13.
I don't think so. Honestly, he looked like, absolutely.
Well, that's the thing that you can't ever tell when teens are playing teens on TV because they could be 45.
It's a dream sequence. It's dark. It's you've got many a car headlight shining right at the camera.
So many people. You can't fit that many cars in a cul-de-sac.
Many of characters that I've never seen in my goddamn life.
Yeah, dude, and just all laughing at him and he's shirtless. And he's walking around going, no. And then you see a diving board.
He's calling for Shane. And at this point, I'm gonna argue with you here.
Okay, argue with me.
I don't think you do see a diving board.
Don't see a diving board, but you see him jumping.
You see
him from an angle.
See it from an angle.
And he's certainly up high.
He looks high. He looks godly to me. And then all of a sudden, and by the way, I will say that I was thoroughly impressed by the cut that they did here.
Okay.
Because it starts with him like.
It's been a while since he's been excited about a cut.
I'm excited, guys.
That's good excited. News.
That's why we've got 8,900 episodes.
Exactly. Now he goes to jump and it looks like he's free falling, but then all of a sudden he kind of flips so that the jump and him being in water were kind of like a really nice seamless cut that I was like, big up Neighbours episode one. What are we doing?
That's this right.
They had a plan and they executed it.
Yeah. As soon as I saw this sequence, I had to write in the chat. I was like, am I watching the right fucking show? What's happening? But then, you know, started and I was like, I'm in the right place. These are the accents I was looking for.
Now, do we get the boy waking up? The boy wakes up and he starts screaming. He's had another night.
He's sweating.
He's woken his dad up.
Out of breath. I don't think we meet the dad at this point. I don't think he... But then...
There's a sense in the air that he's disappointed someone.
Does it... Yeah, he's got disappointment sweats on for sure.
You can see he goes... Womp, womp, womp.
But so... And we go straight to the doctor here?
Then we cut straight to the hot doc. And he's
The hot doc.
He's I think that
those greys did it for me.
It was Guy Pearce on the diving board, and I actually think that this was like a young Alec Baldwin.
Yeah,
you know, like Guy Alec Baldwin at his best before he like started shooting people and shit. That yeah. Alec Baldwin.
Yeah. Oh, pre-convicted Alec Baldwin.
He called
Baldwin?
His daughter and called her a fat pig. On.
Yeah. So this doctor was played by an 80s Alec Baldwin, and he's looking over this little boy, and the boy's like, oh, he's done like a general, you know, you check up, and then all of a sudden he starts mentioning the
night terrors.
The night terrors, and the boy's like, what the fuck did you say, mate?
How fucking do you?
How fucking dare you? And apparently this boy's dad has gone to the doctor behind his back.
Now,
he said, my little dweeb fast. Kid. Now, my little dweeb kid screams at night and it's really spoiling my sleep. Because that was the dad's attitude.
Yeah.
Like, now, the boy says, my dad doesn't understand me. Dale, your thoughts?
What dad does.
Right. Yes. What? Thank you. Yeah, no, that was brave. How is your relationship with dad?
I don't see much of him. He's in the warehouse a lot.
Right. Still works.
Oh, we're troopers.
Yeah.
Stones. Yep.
All right, sorry. Touched on a nerve there.
My dad understands me fine. He listens to this podcast. And dad, you understand me just fine.
Dad and I were rough at the start. We're all just going to go around and say, talk about our dads.
My dad just texted me.
Dad and I was rough at the start. But, you know, once we found some common ground, now we're doing okay.
Yeah. Mark? Mine collapse.
Right. Never. I thought he was a cop.
Yeah, no,
yeah, he's a mine cop.
He went in there and he shot the mine.
Mine crimes.
Yeah, he was mostly into mine crimes. Yeah, he was in the mine division. He went straight into that mine.
While the cat hasn't done the show on that yet.
For years, I thought when you were telling me that your dad kept shooting miners, I was like, oh my God, he's a child killer.
No,
I had that wrong.
No, both. Yeah. Both.
But right, because there were kids in the mine.
Yes.
Oh, mostly kids in these mines.
The only ones that can get down there, right?
Exactly.
Tiny little buddies.
So the mine collapsed, but that's the thing. I did pay for them to, because I'm very rich. Did I mention that? No, I'm really rich.
Right.
So I paid for them to, and by them I mean like a bunch of ragtag misfit teens, to go through and like clean up the mine. And they went through, didn't find a body.
Right.
Swear to God. So now I'm basically being hunted, I believe.
You're being hunted.
Well, I look, whenever I look in shadows, I can feel my dad's presence.
So like, it's your dad's hunting you down.
Well, I assume so.
Right. I thought someone else was hunting you down, sins of the father type deal, but no.
He doesn't know.
I don't know. I look in the shadows and they're gone.
So do you think that at that point he doesn't understand you? And he's just trying to understand.
No, you know what?
Through your blood.
I do agree that. I do see where you're going, but I think he understands me too well. Because he knows that it's hunt or be hunted in my family. Should I say that on the podcast? I triggered the mine to collapse. It was me.
You were framing your father?
I was framing my father. Love my mother.
What's that red dot?
Oedipus thing?
Man, my dad just works for Woolies.
Ah, yeah, that's all right. That's cool too.
Sorry, I've got another question for Dale. Dale, have you ever done the Ramsey Street tour?
No, they don't let me.
They've got a photo of
it's
you.
It's because
they know what I'm about to do. I did a show, right, about going on the Ramsey Street tour and taking them down and taking security, the tour guide, whoever that may be at the day, and taking Ryan down and then replacing Ryan on set. So they know of me.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't let me on.
That's fair.
It's so confusing.
Safety first.
They've got a headshot of you in
the
office.
They've got a headshot, but they keep getting confused.
They keep thinking it's Ryan.
They keep not letting him in.
Yeah.
That's why he didn't reply to me.
It's when got I two sets
that,
of autographs.
That calendar saying, I'm coming for you, Toad. He just didn't reply.
Yeah, because he was looking at me. He's like, I do not remember taking any of these photos. But they are all of me, so.
That now, is concerning.
Now, is there, amongst the months of this calendar, is there a particularly saucy one?
Yeah, there's one, because they're all from like periods of his career and life.
Fantastic.
Both as Toad and as Ryan, you know, obviously he
did his calendar.
His Uber Eats and his, what was that, fat loss? Light and easy.
He lied and
light
easy.
Light and easy, yeah.
Yeah.
But the sauciest would probably be, we've got a nice one of him pouring a beer when he was a bartender or laying in bed with three of his wives.
I like that one. I can't wait to see it.
I need it.
Yeah.
Like it's not a once.
This doesn't help anyone listening at home. You just go to Delfish Rebecca on Instagram and find it.
I'm doing it
Plug yourself. Do the plugs.
For Dalefish public figure, Dale Dalefish, Rebecca Stone, Toady endorsed Toadfish impersonator.
There you go.
There you go.
That's easy to remember. Just write it down.
Practically types itself in.
I think
so. Dalefish Stone.
In fact, I think it'll probably autocomplete just because Dalefish, it's been typed.
I found you.
All right. And I'm just
stoked.
I'm going to try and point you to the calendar.
We will post pictures of this calendar.
Indeed we will.
Anyway, yeah.
The doctor is in. And the doctor...
I like to call him Hot Cocter.
The Hot Cocter is in and he's... To be honest, we've gone over this scene for quite a bit and it doesn't really come up.
It's not like the weakest of the story.
True, but you are right. We should go deeper into
Usually
it.
Usually it takes us like 2 years about to get through the first scene, so buckle in.
Okay, what was...
It's going to be a late one.
What was his past? What is his future? The doctor I'm talking about. So he basically, you find out that this boy's been having night terrors, but he doesn't want to talk about it with his doctor. This is just your general GP. He needs a psychologist.
He wants to bottle it up.
And also,
push it down.
As we find out, there's shame going to the doctor. You know, he can't. Everyone's like, "You went to the doctor. What's wrong with you?"
He's
"Oh no, nothing."
True.
That's true. People who go to doctors.
Yeah. No, you can't talk about your feelings.
Heal yourself.
It's time to stop talking about doctors. Right. We're watching this episode, and we're like, "When are they going to stop talking about doctors?"
Right. And it's immediately.
It's here.
It's really quickly in the episode. Yeah. So if you're at home saying,
"Like, oh my god, this
I'm
doctor,"
I'm actually scared of doctors. I'm not going to watch the part of the Friends.
Is Neighbours actually? Did it start off as
Neighbours?
An episode of ER?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you say Friends?
I did. In my mind, this like, well, that's the
is
thing.
Is it because good neighbors become good friends?
That's the thing.
Yeah.
About 30 seconds into this episode, that's the last doctor you're going to see in this entire episode. And that is a bit of a spoiler.
Sorry.
There's no Dr. Carl.
Not yet. Not till at least 1990.
1990?
I think maybe even later. I could be wrong.
How?
5 years.
I'm not here with the facts.
Another quick question before we continue on with the actual story of this episode. Any characters in this episode that were in it for, let's say, up until the 2000s that stayed on as mainstays?
Well, we were saying Paul Robinson's in the last episode.
Right,
Paul,
yeah. And who was that?
The Alan Dale's son.
The one that comes home as a baby, dressed as a baby. Okay. He's the best man. He's, yeah.
Right.
Looking very handsome as a young man.
So the lad.
Never felt more judged.
So
okay.
So the ripe lad pulls up on a bike. He's on Ramsay Street now.
He's on Ramsay Street. And finally, we got through the dream sequence. We got through the screams. We got through that terrifying doctor scene. And now we finally hit Ramsay Street. The iconic street, a cul-de-sac, if you will. Not actually a street. Cul-de-sac.
Right.
The boy rides up the road on the bike.
He's going top speed.
And he rides. Now, I don't know if you guys know this, but the houses on Ramsay Street, one of them has a particularly steep driveway and he just rode his roadie right up there.
Didn't even give a fuck.
He didn't blink.
It didn't even have
That
gears.
Shocked me. I'll be honest. That shocked me.
That's cardio that we've never had. In the
he doesn't huff. He doesn't stand up. He just rides it.
Oh, to be youthful.
He meets a friend at this point. A presumed friend. They didn't fight, so I assume they were friends.
We'll call him Friendo.
We're really starting to get into the
meat.
Complex, meaty plot of the pilot episode of Neighbours.
So he pulls up, he's like, hey. And then the Friendo goes, how you going? Then he goes, fine, just been to the doctors. He's like, what's wrong with you?
Fucking pussy.
Pussy? What did you talk about, your feelings?
I'm going to bash you.
We can hear you having your night terrors down the street, mate. Get your fucking shit together. I don't know what you're screaming about, Shane or some shit. Leave him alone.
To be fair, it's Guy Pearce.
That's fair.
You'd scream his name. It's time to start the plot. And we get started. The boy, the screaming boy,
yep.
He has to go into the house and tell his brother to go to the bachelor party.
Right, because there's some guys
Shane
out front.
Shane's organizing the bachelor party.
And I believe at one point they were like, a lot of organization goes into a bachelor party.
That's right.
But to be clear, he had to cross a road and that was about it.
But as we realize, as he comes into the house, Shane is organizing a stripper via telephone.
Oh, we just want you to dance.
Yeah. On the day of the bachelor. And he also was like, yeah, I don't know, come after midnight. I'm not sure. It's fine. So I'm going to say he's not the best man.
He's not the best man.
What is he doing?
He's the plan man.
Paul Robinson is the best man.
Okay. There's a lot of names.
And this
there.
Is, you know, this is something this is that we don't realize we till later on. But the Ramseys and the Robinsons.
Big rivalry.
Now.
That traverses 30 fucking years.
Are any of us annoyed about the fact that it's called Ramsay Street and there's a family called the Ramsays?
That confused me.
They immediately have a one-up.
Yeah. I didn't know what came first. I thought maybe they just introduced Ramsay Street
later. Are you Team
Robinson
or Team Ramsay? Because I'm getting some Robinson vibes.
You know what? I think the fact that I started watching and didn't know a Ramsay, I only knew a Robinson. And you're right, Paul does have a certain way about
him. Je ne sais quoi.
A man without a leg that can still run.
I forgot he didn't have a leg.
He doesn't have a leg?
He does at this pilot episode, but later.
Wait, so like in real life or in?
No.
So he had to like wear a green screen on his leg?
No, it's like a fake leg.
He just sat on it.
He wears a fake leg. But yeah, when he runs in later episodes, he gives it his all. He's truly, if I could impersonate anybody else, it would be Paul Robinson.
But, in the 2000s, too, it's important to note that Paul Robinson was like the big bad of Neighbours.
Well, you're so method, you'd probably have to lop a leg off.
Yeah. I mean, is that why you've got the knee guard on? You gave it a shot.
I'm giving myself a future.
Did not like that.
If Toadie doesn't pan
out. A knee guard, that's generous. Because what I'm looking at is a piece of cloth wrapped around a leg. Sorry, Dale.
My friend had a baby and it's actually a stomach compression sheet that I borrowed.
Hey, you got to repurpose in this day and age. That's recycle.
That's the thing. And you know what? I do think the Toadie thing will work out because Toadie's how many years are we talking now? How many years has Toadie been in there?
Yeah, because Paul 30. Used to come and go from the show, whereas Toadie I don't think took a break.
I think he's like 27. He came in like 1997, I believe.
I mean, the money was good.
Oh, yeah.
But he never took a break, am I right?
You're right.
Yeah, so Paul came and went, but like Toadie stuck it out.
Toadie's been consistent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He knew he didn't have a chance in America, so he stayed true.
Oh, but, you know, he was going to go to Home and Away when Neighbours ended. He was eyeing off a role.
Wow.
When it ended recently.
So, yeah. So what happened is Neighbours...
As Toadie on Home and Away? That'd be hilarious.
That would be sick.
That would be incredible.
I think he was going to be either a cop or a doctor.
Ah.
Hopefully not a doctor. It's terrifying.
I'm making it up. I don't know.
Get me every time.
Yeah, because the confidence is there.
So do you want to jump back in?
Yeah. Let's jump back in. Okay. So the brother's calling a stripper a bit late in the game, but
very late on the day.
The Bucks is happening tonight. He's not the best man. Maybe that's why he only cared half as much.
Yeah.
But he's on the phone and he says, "What? No, just I don't know, dancing or something." Mm-hmm. So I don't know what she was offering on the other end of that telephone.
Like, I will suck your dick. I'll suck his dick. And he's like, no.
I'm assuming he was talking. He was talking to the agency. So like, they'll do anything that you want.
What's that accent?
I don't know.
I wouldn't label it.
Don't label it.
No, not at all. I would stay as unlabeled.
You know what it was? They had a donut in their mouth.
Oh, yeah.
I will do it.
I hear it now.
Yeah, so they'll actually, they'll do anything. They'll do whatever it is that you need. Yeah.
So he's getting the stripper. I believe we've also got in the house,
Mum.
We've got mum. Grandma.
No, it's the grandma.
We got grandma. We've got Alan Dale.
Yep.
And we have
Jim's sister, Lucy.
The little sister, Lucy. And Lucy is the maid of honor.
Oh, no, that's
Lucy's
Julie.
A little girl.
Lucy's a little girl.
Okay. Hold on. Whose house are we in?
We're in the Robinson house.
I thought we were in Scream Nightmare Kids' house.
No.
Okay.
We don't go back there until there's more screaming to be had.
Right. No, because I thought he went in to tell his...
Oh, you're right. He went in to tell his brother
that they're expecting him because he's... Because the best man is the
best man.
We have mum coming and be like, "How was the doctors?" And he's like, "Why did Dad tell him about my night terrors?"
Yeah. They really Here's the thing. Do you reckon that comes up in the second episode, the night terror thing?
I think so.
Because
it's gotta
from the end of this episode. They really were like, oh, "Let's talk about something else," right?
I reckon something's going to happen to Shane.
Okay.
So Shane
I reckon his brother is predicting something.
So he's having nightmares about his brother, Shane, who's the person who is on the diving board.
That's right.
And so there's a bit of magic in Neighbours, I guess. This guy's having premonitions of something bad.
That's just my prediction. I reckon he's predicting
Very
something.
Early.
Neighbours falls deep into literally magic realism.
Like, right.
Yeah, that was a conscious choice.
So
mum
says...
We
don't have to get into specifics about which house we're in.
Okay.
Which little boy is telling which man to go to plan a bachelorette party.
Yep.
It's fine. What we need to know...
Bachelor party.
There's
we
a bachelor,
saw the bachelorette party.
There's a bachelor party happening and then there's two women sleeping in two single beds.
Which is what a bachelorette party should be.
That are next to each other
Was
in
it the
house.
Spare room?
Was that her
Or was that just her I think her bedroom and she
I reckon
was like,
she's got a little sister. I reckon that's her bedroom.
Little sister's like, been renegade to like, parents for the night.
No, but she's like mid to late 20s.
Well, I'd say early 20s maybe. Because there's something, you know, the way the mum comes in, she's like, now drink this and don't talk.
Yeah.
I'd say the two of them are definitely playing 19-year-olds.
Daddy's worried.
You think they're 19-year-olds?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, same.
I'm almost.
They've got to be teens.
And it's not just because I'm going to agree with everything Dale says because of the costume.
So the big setup.
Costume.
What? Sorry.
Oh, my God.
The clothing.
The clothing. The brand.
The reference
because
point.
Tony is in the room.
Tony's okay? in the room, baby. The
Daisy, it happens.
You know what? Tony's not in the room. Dale fucking Fish is in the
Dale
room.
Dale Fish.
We don't want Tony back. It's time for some new blood.
Bring back the Dale Fish.
Bring, have you ever, were you ever there?
Bring him in.
Bring him in. Bring in the Dale Fish.
Give him a chance.
Give him a chance.
Introduce the new fish to the waters.
Yes. Yes.
Honestly.
Clean out the tank.
Amazon.
You've
it's
been in
cheaper.
A pond for too long.
You don't have to pay the full
pay
the full price.
Give him some hash browns and ketchup, man.
No one's going to notice.
I wish Tony had a catchphrase.
Yeah, that would make your job a lot easier.
Didn't he always say, like, I'm Tony?
Yeah.
He was always saying that.
He had a radio show.
He did have a radio show.
So I've met someone. That was his line. Because he's always had a new wife coming in.
I have a good feeling about this wife.
My wife, she's dead. That was his line for a little bit there.
Yeah.
I got to say, I did uni community radio and there was a part of me that was like, I'm being Toadie right now.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, you guys are so mean.
If you're not getting fingered by Stingray, don't tell the story. You know what I mean?
You guys are going to regret this all when I die tomorrow.
Why? Why would we regret saying that? I'll just be sad you're dead.
There's a bachelor party going on in one house.
And it's wild.
It's going off. Okay?
And someone's not happy about it.
The boys are partying. The stripper does not have her own space within the room.
No.
She's being overrun by...
And cajoled.
The boys are grabbing her. A lot of people in this small house, you see a lot of exterior shots of like how loud
now
the house is.
This is a suburban area, right? It's not like they're in the city. So she's like, she would also be a not on the street.
This
but
is a Victorian equivalent.
They've seen her at the fish and chip shop, right? Like this chick's not like a stranger.
Well, she was able to get there pretty quickly the next morning.
So. Yeah, right. True. It's important to know that the party's going strong. Most of the lads from Ramsey Street and the adjacent streets, I assume, they're at the party. Now
they outsourced to get a couple more boys.
Well, the boys had to come.
Yeah, they're wilding out.
Now you go across.
Desi's getting married. Sorry.
Desi?
Desi.
Old Desi.
Dude,
he is the groom. We're cutting across the street. And this is the night before the wedding?
Yeah.
Okay. Now that's a wild choice.
No, my brother's doing that this year.
He's doing the...
Bucks the night before the wedding.
Have you seen The Hangover?
It could be his dumb little sister that doesn't want to fly into England before that. I don't know.
Yeah. It seemed like a bad idea and for many reasons that we'll go into in this episode, but we're across the road.
To be fair, we're going to a theme park, so...
That sounds pretty
cool. And we have the bride-to-be and the friend.
The friend. And now the bride-to-be's name? Does anyone know?
Can't remember.
Pip-yop-y.
But I just want to say one thing. Everyone on the street can hear this party, right?
Of course, but they can't.
They can't.
They absolutely cannot.
They cannot. She's calling. Yeah. She's calling.
She's like, what's
she
going
can't
on?
Hear it.
I got to say.
Well, she's in the soundproof room that they put them in for the bachelorettes.
Yeah. Right.
True.
Yes.
I would say
the bachelorettes is you just share a room with your best friend in a soundproof room.
Yeah. And you drink this hot cocoa and you go to bed
and you talk about how you could do better.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so we're hitting
this
conversation.
Honestly, I reckon there are bachelorette parties that have gone that exact way.
We're hitting this conversation here where we have the bride-to-be and her best friend.
Yep.
And they're sitting there having a conversation. And the conversation is odd in the sense that the best friend's like, wow, you're getting married tomorrow. I used to date your ex.
There's a lot of
fiance.
Assumed knowledge in this pilot, isn't there? Where it's just like, you know, when I dated Des, I decided that he was a piece of shit. And
he's
I wanted
not
nothing
all that
good
looking,
him.
Is he?
Look, he's not good looking and he's not exactly exciting. And I don't think he has many prospects. But when you know, you know.
Yeah.
But when you know, you know.
It's always great to see a little bit of manipulation, a little bit of undermining.
I will say that this good looking gal, the one that's getting married, the
very
friend,
nicely feathered hair.
The friend, I'm not that into. I'm not into the friend that's like I can do better.
The one that clearly got dumped by Des and was distraught about it.
Des is a dumper, and we know that.
Yeah. Des is a big old dumper.
Des was already already off with old love, I reckon.
Yeah. Oh,
absolutely.
Oh, for sure. And had they had the courage to show us that plot line, we would have loved that. We would have loved to see this love triangle play out.
Yeah, less fever dreams, more triangles.
It's the thing. We didn't need the fever dream. We could have had a quick triangle at the start.
Absolutely.
Cut to 15 years later.
Hooked.
I started watching this last night and then realized I was too tired and wasn't concentrating, but I watched a different link and the link cut out the scene of the fever dream and the doctor. And I think Mark might have edited it.
Yeah.
Because he was terrified.
Yeah.
Well, he edited out the doctor scene because he wanted it to himself.
I just wanted to show off that cool cut I did. Yeah. He flipped into the water. That shit was cool. So she basically, the best friend is doing her best to plant a seed here, being like, you probably shouldn't get married. And then there's kind of a moment where the lady getting married, she kind of looks down the camera. She's like, oh, no, I think I'm making a mistake.
Wah, wah.
Then I think we kind of cut to like a couple of hours later.
Sorry, it really was bad, wasn't it? She's just like, oh, he's the worst.
Yeah.
But you love him. I mean, you wouldn't be getting married unless you loved him.
Someone like you.
Yeah.
If I love like you love.
That's right. But she's like, but I hope that he has dreams and aspirations.
Better looks.
And better looks. And his dick, I don't know if you've seen it yet, I want it to be bigger.
Yeah. She's like, you know, like,
I don't want it to be bigger. I want it to be different.
I want a fish.
Oh.
I want a flounder.
I'm casting.
I was saying today we should create our own show called, what was it? Council Flats.
Council Flats.
Council Flats. And Dale can be right in the front line of that one.
Hey, let's get it going.
Let's get it going.
I've just greenlit it, baby.
Yeah, it's about the neighbors that live in a council flat.
Yeah, you guys have 100 episodes on you right now, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're getting syndication.
I could write an episode right now and it would take me 5.
We don't even need to write it. We can just live.
Just live it.
Yeah.
Just live.
Almost 9,000 episodes of this show and it started on a fucking fever dream.
I'll give you 18,000. But yeah, you're right.
18,000.
Give me, instead of a fever dream, give me a cheap, cheesy flashback where we see all the characters we see now, but like 10 years younger.
Yes.
And we just see all the things that we're supposed to know going into this episode. That's what I want.
Yeah.
I don't want a topless teen on teen.
And why is the dad so angry? Why is the doctor so hot? What was Julian Dez's relationship about?
Yeah.
We're never going to find that out. Especially the doctor one.
Why is diving seemingly the town's sport?
No, Shane, no!
No! Oh, no, Shane!
Shane! Why does the mum have a different accent to them?
Right.
Why did the mum have a different accent? Now, that's something we haven't talked about yet.
She went to Europe once.
Oh,
She went to Europe once. Her name is Ilaria.
She was like, you're so scared. Would you like me to go get you, cucumber? Okay, so the Bride of Honor. The Bride
maid
of Honor?
Maid of Honor.
No, let me finish. The Bride of Honor's Maid of Honor.
Yeah.
She.
No, that's what he meant to say.
Did you forget the term bride?
No, I forgot.
No, that's like the only thing he said that made sense.
I got bride, fine. It was the rest of the words that didn't come. So the Maid of Honor has convinced the bride that she's making a mistake.
Yeah.
And her dad thinks this already. We've established that her dad's not a fan of her marrying.
No.
Yeah, because in this like battering of Dez that happens in this room, the only thing the bride really says back is, I just wish Dad liked him. Everything would be way better. It's like, yeah, but that doesn't matter if your father hates him.
And there was acknowledgement, what did Julie say? Well, your dad's not got to love, honor and obey him.
Obey.
Oh, yeah, there was a big, she really hit obey.
Obey.
Obey. Yeah. And maybe that's where it all started to unwind.
Now it's time. She's realized, oh my God, I've made a mistake. I gotta call.
Obey this guy. He's a moron.
I'm never gonna obey him. I'm gonna give him a call.
I can't possibly obey this guy.
She starts calling and she's like, it's not getting through. It's not getting through.
I'm trying to call him and he's like, boxed to say, you're out.
Yeah. Maybe he's just having an early night. I wouldn't think about that noise of that stripper that just walked past our bedroom.
Cut
window.
To.
The phone's off the line at the bachelor party. Some guy's knocked it off in his fevery alcoholic rage. He's knocked it off while he went over to slap the stripper
and
on
now
the behind.
Now this gets us to my favorite part of the episode. We're back in the fever dream.
I missed it so much.
We're back in the fever dream. And this time you get a little bit more context. You see the diving board this time.
Yeah.
You see him jump off and then a little bit of a cool edit there. But then he wakes up. Oh, no, no, no. And in comes Dad. What the bloody hell's wrong with you? Shaking him. It's like, what are you doing? Cut that shit out. Go back to sleep.
Yeah.
The original Alf Stewart. See, everyone remembers Alf Stewart from Home and Away with the Bloomins and the Galahs and the Cripes. But what about this guy?
Yeah, what happened
what
to this guy?
What's his name?
This man.
How long was he?
Max Ramsey.
We're at the bachelor party. The stripper's there, fully clothed. This is a PG program. This is airing at 6:30
at
night.
But with some grundles on.
Grundles?
What are grundles?
Grundy.
Just grundies.
Grundies, okay.
Okay.
And she has like a jacket on. She's doing one of these where you hold either side of it and going, yeah, and you're sort of shifting
it's
it back and forth. Like you're skiing.
She's
like
just dancing.
The old, oh, the sexy old.
Yeah, see, you are aware.
I remember. I saw the episode.
Yeah.
While the bachelor party is happening, the boy's having his screams in the bed.
Dad wakes him up.
Dad
nearly
wakes him
punches
up,
him.
Screams in his face a lot.
Go back to sleep without having nightmares or I'll punch you out, son.
I just don't understand you.
Yeah.
I don't understand you. I wish you more like your fucking brother.
I don't understand you.
I don't understand you and I don't want to.
But your brother is over there looking at a woman dance naked right now and you didn't even attempt to sneak out. Who the fuck are you? Because you are not my son. Now go to sleep, and if you need some milk or something, just help yourself in the kitchen.
You're going to be a beautiful dad one day.
Yeah. I got it all figured out.
Yeah.
You hit them hard with how you really feel, but then you end it with a little bit of tenderness.
And a little bit of milk.
Yeah, a little bit of milk. Goes a long way.
Now the kid has screamed his dad into a fit. So,
yes.
So the dad's now angry at the party and he wants the party to be over.
Yeah.
So the way he does this, he's like, hey.
He calls his neighbor.
I'll call my neighbor.
Mm.
Who I hate.
The neighbor's probably next door, right?
Who I fucking hate.
And this is where we get introduced
to. Does Des belong to no one?
Des belongs to no one.
So he doesn't have a family. He lives in that house alone.
He has a fiance and that's what we know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not for long.
Well, they live together as well.
They do, because she comes in. She comes in. Down to our house.
Yeah, that's true. So what was that room she was in?
No, she was staying at her friend's.
She's gone back to her family's house.
Her family's house.
Her mum walks in with that.
Did they is that the parents' room? It checks out.
Single beds.
Single beds next to each other.
It does check out.
So now we're in the Robinsons. We're in the Robinsons' house.
We like the Robinsons.
We like the Robinsons. He's a chill guy.
I like Alan Dale.
Yep.
I thought his mum was his wife. I was confused.
She's pretty hot for a grandma.
I kept saying that.
Hey, I kept pausing that and saying that.
Paul becomes the big bad.
I wish she was dancing.
I'd take her.
She's finding out. Is this a career option? She goes, Alan, do they actually jump out of the cake?
Yeah.
She wants to know.
She had questions.
Only in Hollywood Love, which is where I hope to end up.
Dale, was Paul bad as a teen or did he become bad as an adult?
So you know what? I went into this episode when I realised it was Paul. I was like, oh, he's lovely. Like it's obviously, you know, he goes downhill. But as, you know, I don't want to jump ahead, but as the episode evolves, we see a dark side to Paul. He's quick to point fingers. He's quick to get aggressive. And I'd say it's a Robinson thing.
It's a Robinson thing. So the Robinsons, the one I like, Alan Dale, who I like so much, the old mum, they're the bad guys. I mean, it's you pick a side. Bit of a Civil War situation.
Yeah.
Alan Dale's the Iron Man.
He
is in Marvel films, surely. I'm not looking it up.
Surely, though.
He's in everything. MCU. He's got to be in the MCU.
I think
he's in absolutely
Jack.
Everything. And he's always the big bad in everything.
Yeah, he's got to be.
Oh, I think he was Thanos.
Is he a dad in Nip Tuck?
He was in the OC.
That's what I'm getting mixed up with. I always get the Marvel Cinematic Universe mixed up with Nip Tuck.
With the Ryan Murphy
so
universe.
Oh, it's so annoying. Everyone's like.
It's the same production value. That's what it is.
They go, did you see Endgame? I'm like, it's so crazy. That scene with Julian
McManus.
It's wild to get that much work done and have zero scars.
Now let's get back to the bachelor party. I think we've covered the bachelor party. We're at the point in the episode where the Robinsons have been introduced. Yeah. They've been introduced. We've met Alan
and he's
Dale.
Like, get it fucking sorted or else I'm going to get it sorted. Which is like, to that I'd say, yeah,
he doesn't.
Then. Sort it out. I don't give a shit.
I'm fine with the party. Like, if it's bothering you, go deal with it, bro.
They get
like,
one night to do it. Des is an all right guy. I'm just going to let them have their thing.
Why are we not liking the Robinsons at this point? He's making some good points.
Well, I think we're firmly Team Robinson.
I feel like we're supposed to be Team Robinson in this one because honestly, all we've seen from the dad so far is abuse.
Yeah.
He's a wet blanket that yells at his son for
having. He is a bad man.
He sounds like and seems like a very bad man in everything he does, but is he all about community?
Well, I don't know.
That's right. You only tuned in at around Toadie's era.
Yeah. When do we get to the pool?
I think we're going to get there pretty soon because let's just say he doesn't do anything about the party.
Yeah.
He says, I'm going to call them out. Something else happens. Honestly, the kid probably has another fever dream. The worst dad we've ever seen. He goes across to the party. He knocks on the door. Someone opens the door and then he lets himself in and goes, all right, everybody out.
Opens up with a roundhouse kick.
Flaming fire. You can't do that. You can't just go into someone's party and be like, your party's over.
You're dealing with me. You're dealing with the cops. You make your bloody mind up now.
If you want to call the cops, they're just going to come and start shooting. You know what the cops are like recently. I own Ramsey Street, motherfucker.
Crimes have been going up in Ramsey Street.
The bachelor party, broken up. All the little boys and men, they're forced to go off like little cockroaches to all the little scary houses bag on Ramsey Street. A couple of them probably had to go a couple of streets over. None outside the block, though.
A couple of the boys passed out on pavement that day.
For sure. It was a bachelor party.
But now we're back at the Robinsons. Bang, 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 bang at the door.
Door opens.
Who's there? Their son, dressed like a baby. Paul.
He's bloody dressed like
a baby.
He's
dressed like a little baby.
He's dressed like a little baby. Little Paul Robinson.
And we're all having a laugh about this. We're having fun with this. Is Paul the diving board man?
No, that's Shane.
There's too many kids
at one point, there was a random, the Robinson's younger son rocks up. And I'm sure this is planting seeds for later. Like, what's he up to? But he wasn't at the party. The dad assumed that his younger son had gone over to the bachelor. And honestly, he didn't seem too mad about it. He was probably all about it, being boys. But that's not what he was doing. He was just out. And it's like midnight or 1 a.m. or something like that at this point. So the dad's like, you said you'd be home by 12, you bloody cheeky boy.
You fucking legend. High fives.
Have you been out there doing all the things that Papa can't do anymore?
Did you hear that shit kid having his night terrors? What a fucking
loser. I'm so glad you're nothing like that Ramsey boy. Hey, you don't talk to him. You do not talk to that boy.
Spot on.
We're the cool Robinsons. We're not the dirty Ramseys.
The baby man comes in.
Yep.
We have a laugh.
Yeah.
Cut to the next day.
Yep.
A couple of things are going to happen the next day. Thing number one, it's diving board time, baby.
Ooh, splish splash, we're at the pool.
Two boys.
One diving board.
Two boys show up at the pool.
Endless consequences.
They show up at the pool. Angry dad is there. They say, hey, angry dad. He's like, oh, where's my fucking son? And he's like, he's in the bathroom getting in his
pool. I mean the one I love.
He's getting in his pool clothes. He gets in his pool clothes. He goes up to the diving board. May or may not be Guy Pearce.
It is Guy Pearce for sure at this point.
It is for sure?
For sure at this point.
We've got a definite Guy Pearce up on the diving board.
We've got a confirmed Guy Pearce.
And that's when the weird kid starts having flashbacks to his night terrors.
So stupid.
And he's like, wait a second. I've seen this before. And he has flashbacks.
It's my diving friend and he absolutely
and
died.
Guy Pearce is his brother?
Yeah.
And he's like, what am I going to do? And he yells out, hey, Guy Pearce, be careful up there. And then the dad says,
oi, what bloody are you?
What is happening in this episode right now? Why is the dad? What is he doing? Why does he not like his son so much?
Because he doesn't like softness.
What bloody is he?
I don't know what he is.
Why is he dreaming about Shane?
Why is he scared of diving boards? To be fair,
Shane has been at a fucking bachelor party.
So Shane is the same guy that was booking the dancer.
Booking the stripper. He should be getting ready to attend.
He
should be getting ready to go to the church.
Yeah.
Two, he should not be on a diving board.
Yeah.
And three, the bloody hell are you?
Yeah, they fit in a lot before a wedding.
Now,
I'm going to go diving before my brother's wedding. Bachelor party before, diving the next morning.
Well, just be careful because I might have a fever dream. And he's like, please be careful, bro. I love you. And then his dad's like, that is the gayest thing you've ever said.
I'm so disappointed.
I'm not having that as a son. Get out.
Generally, he dives in. He's fine. And then the two boys that came to watch the dive, they go home. Quick question, why were they there in the first place?
To watch his favorite son dive.
Just one dive. They were like, yeah, that's the one. Yep. All right, I'm going to go home now. How did he not know that he was?
Mark, are you familiar with a dive a day?
A dive a day keeps that hot dock away.
Yeah.
It's time to stop talking about those two boys. They're gone.
Yeah, that's the end of the boy arc. Yeah. Whether or not he continues to have premonitions and whether or not Guy Pearce does have an accident on a diving board, yet to be seen.
We're back in hungover wedding territory. We are reaping the consequences of last night's actions.
Which was partying too hard and also having a conversation with your so-called best friend.
Yeah. Flipping furniture, I guess. They really flipped the furniture. Like,
and was that couch that was upside down in the shape of lips?
Yeah.
Very cool.
So he gets a call from the stripper and she says, I need to come over. Don't ask me any questions. Yeah. And he goes, You got it.
You got it, babe. Come on in. He also gets a call
I mixed my lines.
You guys are upsetting Toady.
He gets a call.
And I have never upset Toady.
He calls his friend and he says, hey, mate, the old ball and chain's coming round. She wants to come round on the day of the wedding.
With her parents? What the fuck?
This can't be good. Have you talked to the maid of honor and Julie? Do you know if she knows anything? And then he's like, well, no, I haven't talked to Julie, but she's coming through the door right now. Julie comes in. Enter Julie. The crowd goes wild. She comes in and he's like, Julie, what's going on,
aggressively.
Julie?
He's like, what have you done?
Yeah, Julie, you fucked this up again, haven't you?
You've got that look in your face like you've ruined someone's life.
First of all, why are you here?
Julie, you've only been in one scene so far. You've given a lot of backstory. I'm giving backstory now. You're a mischievous one, Julie.
Julie, you're smiling like you've broken up another family.
And Julie's like, hey. Hey, buddy.
That's your typical broken up a family smile, and we all know it.
We all know. We've seen it before.
But I did nothing wrong. Sure, I might have told her she's too good for him. And sure, I might have given her advice about like breaking up a wedding. But this one's not my fault. Cut to the man. He's cleaning up the place a little bit. In comes the stripper.
Right.
She knocks on the door.
He thinks it's the ball and chain.
He thinks he's in trouble. He hangs up the phone.
He tucks his dick in his pants.
That was weird that it was completely out in the
neighbors.
Scene. He comes and he opens the door. It's the stripper. We remember her because
gets his dick back out of his pants.
We're all rolling up our tongues from last time she was on the screen and our tongues fell out. when she fully dressed in the middle of the bachelor party.
Yeah.
She comes and she's like, I've left something here. She doesn't actually really explain it. She's like, I've left it here.
I know exactly where
my
I left it.
My mind would immediately go to, she's come back to thieve.
Oh, is she a thief?
She's coming back to thieve some more.
Yeah. She didn't steal enough.
No, not the first time.
She stashed it. She needs to come back.
She's looking around. She's looking under the mattress. Eventually, there's another knock on the door. And we're like, two knocks in one scene? This is the best scene we've ever
seen. She said she's looking for a
watch,
right?
Why didn't they start with this? This is the pilot. This is the pilot.
This is where it takes off.
It should have opened after the bachelor party.
This is where I go, I'm ready to keep watching.
Now but where we would miss that guy abusing his son. Oh, he'll do it again. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a every episode thing.
Yeah, he's going to do it again.
He's the terror of Ramsey Street. Yeah.
This time it's the parents and the wife.
And we get to meet the dad. And now, he's English.
This is a weird scene as well because she goes to break off the wedding and the dad's like, no, no.
Shut the fuck up. You said I could say this.
You said I could break up your wedding.
Darling, shut your mouth. I'm going to take it from here.
You promised.
I don't like you. I never have. And I'm happy this is happening to you.
We reconfirmed this on the walk. It was going
to
be me.
Yeah. And so the dad's like, you're not getting married to my daughter anymore. And by the way, I'm actually pretty happy about this because I don't know if you know this. I've definitely said it, but I don't like you very much. Mm. Enter stripper. Mm. Stripper enters the room. There's a bit of a look around like, what is she doing here? And the stripper looks at the man and the man says,
Miss Clemblah?
Blah, 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 blah. He says her name. And
it ends, but it's my favorite because it goes back to Dez and he just goes, and then it cuts to credits. He like kind of smirks and makes like a sound like it's like doo-doo.
We get to hear the theme tune at the end, which is nice for us.
That's it.
To be fair, a lot happened in that pilot episode.
We met a lot of people.
Did we talk about the stripper and the dad?
Well, that's the last scene. He came in.
Did I just zone out?
Yeah, I think you just zoned out.
Sorry.
I think you were just obsessed with the fact that you have the premier Toady impersonator in the country.
I have not
sitting
been
across from you
all night. Yeah. Like I am.
How do you think I was in the car ride? I was a blubbering mess.
I don't know how you coped.
Just so you guys know, I tried to get on Triple J with this and they didn't take me. So you guys are premiere.
Yeah, well,
Triple J's dead in the water. Australia. We all know that.
Yeah.
Well, so is the fish.
We do our own hottest 100. Bring him back. Yeah. Every year we do a hottest 100.
And it's just 100 gecks.
100 gecks.
Now,
every time.
Now, I don't know how this is going to go, but you brought something along with you, didn't you, Dale?
I did. I brought 1985 to 2005, 20 years, 20th anniversary, Neighbours quiz game.
So it's a box full of trivia. Because
it's a snakes and ladders trivia.
What?
Is it? They've added another game into it? No one's going to just want to play
Gameception.
Snakes and ladders. Because
no, I lied.
But it's kind of in the shape of a snake.
It's a poorly thought out board.
But see,
it's an excuse to ask questions.
If you were to pull any question from this, I would get it wrong. But what I would like to do is test your knowledge, Dale.
I don't know.
Now, with your blessing, guys, I would like to ask Cassie to do the honours of asking these questions and pulling the cards.
Now, before we jump into
this. That's wild because I'm the only one that might also know answers.
You by far have the best voice. Well, how about we have a competition?
Well, that's what I was. Well, like, Dale's going to win, but I would like to play.
Really struggling with this box.
You really are. Maybe I should pull the questions.
That's what I've said.
I think, okay, here's what we're going to do because I'm out. I'm not going to get the questions right.
No, neither am I.
Okay, you're not going to get the questions right. I think you're going to give me 5 cards and you're going to keep 5 cards and we're going to have the first ever Neighbours trivia competition on this podcast.
I'm going to lose.
Cassie versus Dale. It's happening live on this. But should we do ratings first or should we do ratings after? What are you feeling?
Let's do ratings first. Let's get the ratings out of the way. This is bonus content right
now. Bonus content. That leads us to ratings for the pilot episode of Neighbours. Cassie, what are you giving it?
3.
Kale.
The fever dream had me immediately. Now, I know I've said it was a bad call, but I love a nightmare. I love to know that other people are having them.
Yeah.
I like to feel not alone. The abusive father, boom, right there.
I was like, is this a documentary?
Steve, don't let him speak about you this way. I love you.
No, look, it was only ever verbal. Now, I'm going to give it a 4.
Steve, you can verbally abuse me anytime you like.
And he would.
Dale, first ever episode of Neighbours. We're not rating the show here. We're just purely rating.
Oh, God, if we're rating the show, it'd be a 10.
We're purely rating the pilot on its own merit.
So that's what I was going to ask. Is it out of a 10?
It's out of a 10.
Oh, you guys, wow.
You can put a decimal point there if you need. Most don't.
I would say I would give it a 6.5.
This one from me, I don't think it's a 3. I think I'm giving this like a 4.5. 4.5 for this one. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What did you give it,
Dan? 6.5.
6.5. Respectable. Yeah, 6.5. Now, if Toadie was in the episode?
If Toadie... 10.
Right.
10 across the boards. I understand.
We need to build up to allow, to create a context for which Toadie can enter.
We need to build the nest for which his egg would thrive. Be laid.
And we need to know who the neighbours are.
Exactly.
Also, to tell you the truth, softly closing my eyes, almost squinting, and there you are, honestly, because I don't want to see whatever his name is, Ryan.
Don't even say it.
I don't even care.
Ryan Baloney.
Yes.
That's only because you never wrote back to me.
I gave
you my return address. It has changed since then. Do not return to that address.
Or do.
Yeah, yeah.
People there might love it.
A little bit of fan mail.
If Toadie Rebecca just sent a message to my house, I would die. That's maybe how I die
Google
tomorrow.
Pinging.
All right, so here we go. So now this
Wait. Before we get started on everyone's favorite exciting
Yeah, you've
quiz.
Got to rate, don't you?
I've rated, but
God, I keep zoning out.
Everybody at home, we are now doing.
Oh, welcome, ladies and gentlemen,
woo,
to the first test pilot Neighbours quiz show. I'm your host, and joined by my other host, Mark. I'm Kale, and we are doing this thing live. Now we've got 2 competitors here. We've got the returning, the legend, Dale Fish!
G'day!
And his competitor is Cassie.
My mum is going to be in so much trouble when I lose this because it's because she banned me all the time.
Now, you know how this game is played, ladies and gentlemen. We've got questions on one side of the card, answers on the other, okay? Because to tell you the truth, we don't know the fucking answers to this. Why would we?
Do we want to do a buzz-in type thing or do we want to do questions for each person?
Well, let's ask our contestants.
Are you feeling a buzz-in or are you feeling you get 5 questions each and you get marked out of 5?
I like a buzz. I do.
You like
five,
a buzz.
5 questions with
competitive.
A buzz.
Dale is competitive.
5 questions
and a
buzz.
What's your sound, Cassie?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I like
it. All right.
All right.
Now, as I am a giver, Mark, why don't you go ahead and read the first question?
Okay. How did the Wiggles travel in Ramsey Street?
Was it the big red car?
That's right.
Very one good. 1 point.
That's 1 point. Okay, here we go. My question now. Remember, Cassie, you need to buzz in.
I didn't know the answer.
You didn't know that they travelled in the big red car.
It made a lot of sense after he said it.
Okay, okay. Now, this is a fun one. What type of cancer did Madge Bishop die from?
Oh, okay. Ooh. That was very close to each other.
I'm not sure of my answer, so Dale, you should go.
Let's go over
here.
Wow.
I was going to say the old titties.
That's what I was going to say, the old knockers. Ooh. The old milkers.
It was not.
Ooh, I'm sorry. That was pancreatic. Pancreatic, yeah. So pancreatic cancer is what they died from. So no point there.
That's a shame. We'll
throw that back over to you, Mark.
The next question. Ooh, this is a good one, guys. Who was the original singer of the Neighbours theme song? Why did you lean in? Who was the original
Cassie
singer?
Cassie did
of what?
The lean Cassie? In. And honestly, it's because she's 100% confident all the time, even if she wasn't sure. So she was like, I'm ready to buzz in.
Do we have no guesses?
No.
There's no penalty.
There's nothing.
Let's just go to the
Daryl
next question
Braithwaite.
Down the card.
Oh, that's wrong. But we will go to the next question.
Also, you need to buzz
card.
In.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, you didn't officially buzz in. There's not many rules for this game, actually.
Buzzing in is definitely
seems to be a very theme. Oh, what is Madge Bishop's first name short for? Oh, we've got a Cassie.
Margaret.
It's Margaret. It is Margaret.
What did you say?
Marjorie.
That's
a lovely name. It's the name of Taylor Swift's grandmother. It's a great name.
Okay, that's three questions. The score is currently sitting on 1-0.
Okay. So here we go. Now, this one might be a little bit biased, a little bit favoured to one side here. Who?
Fingered Cassie.
Fingered Cassie.
Fuck you.
Who blackmailed Toadie but is now his partner?
I'm giving that to this left-hand side over here.
Okay.
I'm going to say Sonia, but it's not.
All right, you know what? Because it was so close, let's give both a chance to answer.
I'm just going to throw out a guess and say Steph.
Oh, no.
I'm afraid you did lock in that answer, though.
It could have been Steph because it was 2005. Yeah, that's where I just went as well. It's got to be D.
It's the other blonde, short-haired blonde.
Wait, he had five wives?
Stacey? No, they didn't get married. But the one that brought his son.
The answer was Tim Collins.
What?
Is now his part. Oh! In the law firm.
We got to throw it at you like this sometimes. It's just, you know, we write these questions in confidence.
It's not all about sex, but sometimes it is.
Okay, Mark.
Which Australian number one single was launched on Neighbours? Oh.
Born to Try, Delta Goodrem.
It's all tied up.
It was Born to Try.
It's all tied up, ladies and gents. Now,
that was a good one too.
I have no stakes in this. I'm not one-sided. I'm not biased at all.
Clearly first to five at this point by the sounds of it.
First to five, yep. So look, this is just another one that...
We're never going to get to five.
This is obviously just a toss-up. Either of you could get this. Name the TV show that Toadie and Connor shoot at their house and what sport is it about? Cassie, you didn't want to buzz in on this one?
No.
Okay, Dale.
House of Pants, wrestling.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, hold on. Actually, sorry. I may have done something wrong here. But
you read the wrong one?
It was wrestling, but it was chokehold.
Chokehold. Their house was called the House of Pants.
House of Pants. That was the
house.
You know
what? What do you reckon, audience? Should we give Dale a full point?
Come back?
Dale gets a full point anyway. Wow. Yeah, Dale gets a full point on that one anyway.
Should have come in costume.
Yeah, I think you're going to start to see how rigged this game's about to get. Okay. Next question. Let me just quickly find one. And Cassie, just let me quickly do something here. Okay. Okay. Where is Dee buried?
Oh, we seem to have a bit of technical difficulties here.
In the ocean.
We're going to have to carry
She's
on with the
never
show,
found.
Though. In the ocean, she was never
I gotta say,
found.
It is a trick question. Her body was never recovered, is the correct answer.
There you go.
Take it in the
we'll
ocean.
We'll take it.
So you're on four. Cassie's sitting on one, I believe.
One.
My time is off.
Maybe two.
Okay.
Having technical difficulties.
Having a bit of technical difficulties over here.
Fucking rigged.
Now, so. Okay, this is interesting. This is a bit odd, but you know, I'm just going to go ahead and go with this. What type of cancer did Madge Bishop die from? Now, this is odd. Oh, yep. Go ahead.
You know, I remember that episode.
Yep.
Purely, it was her pancreas. Her pancreatic cancer.
It was pancreatic cancer. Unbelievable. And with all, you know what? That one point that she has, let's not even think about that. A perfect score. She washed. 5-0. Dale. Fish.
You can find me on Instagram, DaleFish for Becky.
And look,
book me.
Technical difficulties.
It just magically ended when the game ended.
No, that is peculiar.
I just would like to end the episode with as much. We usually give 2 minutes to Cassie, but you have a full however long you'd like, just to spruik whatever you want, and you can do it right now.
G'day, guys. My name is Dale Stone. DaleFish Rebecca Stone. I'm a authorized endorsed. Toady impersonator.
Yep.
Endorsed by Toady, perhaps. Possibly.
The man himself.
Unconfirmed. You can hire me to recreate fantastic scenes from Toady's life.
Mm-hmm.
Most specifically Dee's death.
Yep.
It is your magnum opus, if I do say so.
So I am just trying to get on Neighbours, but I am also an authorised marriage celebrant. If you want to get married by Toady Rebecca, I can make
Holy
that happen
shit.
For you.
It's true.
Yeah, that's about all I got to say. DaleFish Rebecca, hit me up. Jessica from Channel 10. If you want to slip into those DMs again, I will re-log into my Instagram account.
Dale never went anywhere, baby. Dale didn't go anywhere.
Let's talk Toady and the Logie.
Thank you so much at home for listening. Kale, we're going to end the episode with the same way we end every episode, and that's by saying...
peace out, you pussy-ass bitches!